direct me, or which is, or which, what is the way to go? Which way do I go?
Well, if you're already sure that that's the right way, you just don't know the distance.
Well, you'd ask him, well, about how far does John Jones or Jim Brown live down this road?
And if, say you and your wife are out for a walk someplace, and you glance over and you see a flower and you point at it, what might you say to draw her attention to it?
That's a very pretty flower.
And what if it's somebody that's working for you that has made a mistake and you point at it, how would you?
You mean if he has cut down the flowers instead of the weeds, or what do you mean?
Well, let's say if you got a gardener out there and you walk out and he's just cut down a couple of flowers and you say, wait a minute.
Well, don't do that, because that's a good flower, that's all. That's a good flower.
Okay, somebody who is big and muscular and athletic, you'd say he's what?
Well, you'd say, you mean well-built, too.
Well, if you want to describe his,
well,
his activity, I guess.
Well, he's physically powerful, or physically powerful.
What about the type of man that is a little bit overweight, a little bit fat, but he's still strong? How would you... a word for somebody like that?
Well, you might refer to him as being powerful also. He's oversized but powerful.
And what about the person who has a good disposition? Everyone likes him. You say he's what?
Well, he's very affable.
Let's see, someone, well, say a horse that's easy to get along with. Do you have any?
Well, a horse has a friendly nature.
Or might someone...
good-natured horse, at least. It's a good-natured. It would be a good-natured, not friendly. It would be a good-natured animal.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
crazy, I suppose. Some people would say fool, but again, I never refer to him as being a fool. Not solely because it says so in the Bible, but I just don't.
Somebody that never wants to spend any monies?
Well, some people refer to them as tightwads.
Would you ever use the word common in reference to a person?
Well, I don't. I would say ordinary, but I wouldn't say common.
If somebody,
I would say ordinary, but don't say common.
If somebody said to you, that girl is very common, would that mean something bad about her? Would that mean something?
Well, it is, and different people use it in a way, but as for me personally, I don't think it should be used at all, referring to a person as common, because there goes again. I refer to some people as being ordinary, but not common.
And if you say ordinary, that means they're just like everybody else.
Well, yes, they haven't had the advantages, no, they haven't used the advantages that they have had, something like that, or something like that. But don't make a man common, because... what did old Mordecai say? But surely not in vain has God kicked this frame of mine from common date and molded in this frame to be broken and trampled back to common date again, something like that. All right, don't get a man as common. A man is never common unless he could make himself common, but he's never common.
If you know a lady that's, say, 91, and she acts like she's 19 as far as getting up, doing the housework and everything, and what would you say she's...